Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also chairman of the board, founder of Mage LLC, a management consulting firm since 1985. We are continuing to talk to leaders and entrepreneurs about this new economy, or I don't know if I want to call it new, but it's a different economy and how we're all adapting to it. Our next guest is Kim Kroah, associate attorney at Baker, Braverman, and Barbadoro. Is that correct?
There's a lot of B's. Baker, Braverman, and Barbadoro.
BBB.
Yes, BBB. Works for me.
The Better Business Bureau. and we're going to talking about better business. We're going to talk about negotiating contracts and leases with landlords during COVID. Oh boy, hot topic. Something I think about actually frequently to myself. So now I can think out loud with you.
There you go. Sounds good. Yes, it's been a crazy world, that's for sure.
So. I've been wondering about a lot of these landlords, especially for me, some of the ones with strip malls, with small entrepreneurs, and so it's tough. But right. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Yeah, so it's funny. I as you had mentioned, I'm an attorney with Baker, Braverman, Barbadoro, and I do. The vast majority of my practice is real estate related, and so that can mean a lot of different things. I kind of mix between transactional and litigation, so I do a little bit of both. I started off in real estate working for a commercial real estate developer who owned a lot of strip centers. So there were probably 40 properties up and down the East Coast of the US, and I had moved to Massachusetts during the time the company's based in Florida. And I went to law school at night while I was still working there. And then after law school, I worked at the courts. I worked at the Mass Supreme Judicial Court and then the Appeals Court. And so when I went into private practice, I sort of merged the two. And so getting back to the leasing aspect of it, right now, a good part of my business is leasing. I do also a lot of development, which has been interesting with town meetings getting up and going again online and Zoom and watching the volunteer meeting members dealing and grappling with that. And for the most part, the towns have done a great job with it. But we have a lot of different types of landlords. We have some small, we have some that have buildings in areas where you typically have more of a mom and pop tenant. And then we have clients that have tenants with sort of your bigger national. And what's been the most interesting to me is that the mom and pop, or probably not the best word, but the small business owner, the small business professional is really just trying to work it out with the landlord. They're trying to figure out how to keep this business that they've built for so long and put their blood, sweat, and tears in operating through this. So that's negotiating, that's trying to work things out in good faith with the landlord and coming up with a solution that works. For the most part, our landlords have been really favorable. The interesting part is that the big companies, the ones that you know from public filings have cash reserves, are sending out letters basically saying, we're not going to pay anything for the next 9 months. I'm sure you understand. We've been closed now for 3 months. And so the tactic taken by the two levels is pretty different. And it's been interesting to see how that has pretty much gone across the line with the smaller tenants and the bigger tenants. So what we're seeing for our landlords and what we're recommending is that they try to work with their tenants the best they can. Now, everybody has bills to pay. And so that obviously goes into the analysis. But a lot of the landlord clients have been able to get relief from their banks, or they have some cash reserves, or there's something else going on that allows them to be a little bit more flexible. So they are, in some circumstances, deferring a part of the rent, and that could mean ultimately waiving it if the tenant stays open and in business. We're recommending that landlords defer the rent instead of waiving it outright, because that way, if unfortunately the tenant does file bankruptcy down the line, you haven't given up that money. So you still have the full amount that you were due to go into the bankruptcy court as a claim. So we're recommending deferring it. And then let's look outside 18 months. If the tenant's up and running and has lived up to that contract, then you can waive it at that time if you so desire, or you can have it built back in with a little bit more rent payment on top of it. There's been some percentage rent provisions that are based on what were the sales before things shut down and what are we expecting them to be going forward. So if a tenant's business has gone in half, which some restaurants have done, I mean, some unfortunately have been virtually nothing because they're just not a model that can be, that can do much business without having a brick and mortar location, then we can look at different aspects of how to collect what's fair and to keep the tenant in business. So our main recommendation is just to have an open line of communication. The background of it is, as I'm sure just about everybody has heard of, is that Massachusetts passed an eviction and foreclosure moratorium, which is primarily based at residential properties. There is the foreclosure ban is against residential properties, and the eviction ban is also definitely against residential properties, but there's also a small business premises aspect of it. So if a tenant has 150 employees or less, and they're based in Massachusetts only, then the landlord can't take any adverse action against them that's only based on post-COVID defaults. So that means they can't assess a late fee and they can't file an eviction action as long as the tenant's non-payment is based on a post-COVID reason, is based on financial impact after mid-March.
I'm wondering, if this is going to go on, let's say, for a couple of years, and these small landlords are different than small, with a different type of clientele that's very small, are we going to see some of these landlords eventually potentially going out of business, which would have a detrimental effect for these small business owners as well? Is this really going to be long-term hitting them harder than what we're seeing already? Like right now, they're just sort of choking a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is it potential we may be seeing something a lot worse?
Oh, certainly. I think so. And there's been a lot of the PPP programs, a lot of the grant programs available are targeted at payroll, and they're targeted at expenses that are typically more of a tenant expense. There hasn't been a lot of grant programs or legislative relief that's geared towards a landlord, which typically has a few amount of employees, but a lot of expenses and mortgage payments. So at this time, when everybody's in the thick of it, people have been working together. But the longer it goes on, I mean, who would have thought in March that we'd be here in July and only starting to open locations? Heck, who would have thought that they would have been closed at all? But certainly not closed for this long.
Some are closing down in other states. That's what I mean. It's going the other way for other states. So,
right.
I think we're into some turmoil with landlords. This is a topic that's going to continue, I think, to have instability for a couple of years potentially. And
right.
It would mean that we would want to talk to you again as we're going through this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a moving target. We've built into some of our lease modifications. So we always recommend that there's a written agreement that modifies whatever the parties have agreed to. And we've built into some of those, well, what happens if there's another shutdown phase? What becomes the deal then? And so there's two ways to look at it. You can either deal with it when it comes up, or you can build it in. So we've had a couple of the modifications that have actually built in provisions. All right, well, this is the rent that you're obligated to pay that's not deferred while you're shut down. And if you get shut down again because of this, let's just go with that without having to spend all this time.
I think old principles of business prevail. Run lean and run with cash.
Right, which not many landlords do. So it's
not a lot of entrepreneurs run with cash.
Right.
You have to be prepared for a marathon. We've been speaking with Kim Croa. Kim, if someone were looking for you at BBB, if you don't mind me saying it that way,
not
make
at all.
It a little bit easier, how would they find you?
So our office is open and staffed and running, but a lot of us are still working remote. The best phone number to reach me is 617-750-5122. Our office number is 781-848-9610. And email is always good. That's Kimberly K at BBB-lawfirm.com. So Kimberly, K-I-M, berlyk at bbb-lawfirm.com.
Oh, great. And I think you brought a great topic to Radio Entrepreneurs, this whole thing with landlords and contracts and leases. It's going to continue to be an issue. I want to thank you for being on the show today and wish you well.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the time, and it was great talking with you.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you again.
You too.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.